Hi, everybody. Well, today is another day. Today is Friday. The date is December 11th, 2015. So let's, we're clearing for situations for people. Here we go. We'll just clear the date first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, get that out of the way. That's cleared. And now let's go through and clear your emotional situations or whatever you've had today or more recently. And also pain. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beams. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Did you, could you just activate the light beings for us?
Yeah, I just did that, yes.
Oh, okay, okay, great. And then, well, welcome everybody. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're happy you're all here. If you're brand new, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Be sure and check that out after this show tonight. And tomorrow begins the December intensive. So tomorrow, Saturday the 12th at 1 p.m., will begin 4 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. And also, you will be able to charge 7 containers of water. There's more information about this on Ron's website. And then the next day, Sunday, starts the first of the 3 consecutive 8-hour healings that Ron does. Also, that consists of 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship, where Ron gets all of the densities and darkness off of our bodies and our spirits. So if you haven't experienced that yet, it's a really wonderful opportunity for some deep healing. And we have quite a few questions, Ron, for tonight, and comments about different things. So if you like, I will just get going onto our emails.
Yep, sounds good. Let's start them.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in a nice testimonial. After listening to your show and doing clearings for 4 years, I eventually did the 4-in-1 clearing. Just wanted to say that I've never felt such energy. I'm so very revitalized. Let everyone know, if they haven't done it yet, they're really missing an experience. Thanks again. So maybe we could explain, Ron, to people what the 4-in-1 healing is.
Yeah, the 4-in-1, I get rid of 13 energies of the planets. And most people, what I'd like them to do is do the planet clearing, planetary vortexes. And then from there, that way you're much better off. And from there, we do the home base energy. That's where you, in a sense, came from before you came here. And that's where your twin flame also goes in between and during incarnations also. But you're kind of stuck being here, so you can't go there, but your twin flame does. And so we show you where that energy is, in a sense, connected to you. And then next part would be your twin flame. And we find out where your twin flame is, or maybe in a differently, you know, where it's living and what it looks like. So the different type of life forms that we don't even know about here, but that gets connected to you also. And then you can energetically connect to either one of these, whatever you choose to. And your twin flame probably won't stay very long because it doesn't want to get trapped here like you did. So it really can't help you but to say hi, you know, and I'm out of here. So anyway, but it feels great because you don't feel empty. So the twin flame makes you, and the whole base makes you feel like you had a full meal. So you do feel wonderful, even though it's not with you. Yeah, and you're our whole and complete. So back to you.
I know people have said before, especially about the twin flame part of that healing, that they don't feel loneliness anymore because they know that they have that, and that's the true, like they feel connected or something. And also, we should just say that these healings are not on the website. You need to send an email to Ron at creationlightship.com, his email, and set that up with him in person.
Yes, and if you do want to have, I need to know what clearings you have had in the past to see if you qualify for that. So let's, and the last part is releasing you from your soul family, and then you're freed up. So let's see what else we have there, Ann.
Okay, we have a couple of questions about healings. You have the timeline crash clearings on your website that are very powerful and very popular. And we have a question. There are 20 steps to part one of the timeline crash clearing. Can I run all 20 steps at the same time, or do I need to run each step one at a time?
Well, I wouldn't recommend doing 20 of them at once. Even two could be a lot for most people. Remember, you're being taken off of a timeline, then your body has to integrate you back to yourself. So, you know, that's why you put numbers down just to do 20 timelines. And you could do more than that naturally. Some people do thousands of them. But if you have a situation that's a physical body problem, you're going to probably want to do, I would say, at least 500 of them. And I've had one person, I think, do like 10,000. It felt wonderful. So back to you.
Okay. Now, Ron, did you mean, though, running more than one timeline crash at the same time? I think this person is talking about the list of things that the timeline crash removes actually on that page. And I think I'm right, and it starts out, they're all checked off automatically. So I think you do all of those at during one timeline crash. Am I correct there?
Yeah, and we do have, I think, an entry box which goes from timeline one to timeline two to timeline three. Mm-hmm. I believe up 20, if not mistaken.
Right.
But you only want to do one timeline crash at a time.
Right. Okay. We have someone who has a couple of questions about the generic special clearing. And the first is, if you buy the unlimited, is it for unlimited special issues, like, say, being able to use it for feeling suicidal, feeling trapped, for the physical body, for soul healings, or anything you can think of, or is it just for one specific healing only?
Just for one specific healing only.
Okay.
And that's a special clearing, then we also have the generic seven-generational one for the same thing if you wanted to go deeper with it.
Okay. And then the second question about that, since there is no whole life healing for ego, may I put it in the special generic healing?
Boy. I guess you could. I didn't design it that way. I designed it for physical illnesses and traumas. That's what it's designed for. You could probably do it that way if you chose to. But it's mainly for somebody who has a situation that's not listed on the website to help you out.
Okay. And how would a person, that's an interesting thing that this listener is bringing up, though. How would you or should you even clear your ego?
I would first clear the mental body. That might help you out. That could be where it is.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. So let me move on. I guess on Wednesday, you know, someone wrote in about some of the healings you did. This person says, wow, the heaviness I had in my eye for the past year is gone. Thanks. So I actually missed the show on Wednesday, but I guess you did some clearing of people's eyes. And she's saying, thank you. You probably don't remember.
Well, I know I took cameras out of the eyes on the last program. Maybe that's
okay. Great. Well, she had an improvement, so that's wonderful to hear, and thank you for sharing that, listener. Okay, next question, also about a healing. What is the benefit of the sexual clearing? Isn't it better to stay away from sex and stay pure?
No comment on that.
Okay. Well, we do have a sexual clearing, I think, on the website. So would that be for trauma, maybe, from the past?
Yeah, for like sexual trauma and situations with that, yes.
Got it. Okay. What kind of clearing do you recommend for someone who is showing symptoms of dementia?
I've had people try the special, not the special clearing, but the one with the alien blood barcode. So that was pretty interesting. Somebody tried that, and they had a lot of relief, and they could, you know, think a little better. They want to try the IQ clearing also.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea, Ron. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, and the next question, can I run clearings while I am pregnant? If so, which clearings do you recommend for a pregnant woman and her unborn baby?
The baby will need the same clearings that you need. So, you know, what have you had so far as clearings? You know, you want to do the emotional and probably do the baby also. People do get emotional with stuff, so and that it would be transmitted onto the baby. It might be maybe best to do that clearing just before, maybe a week or two before you have the child, because then that way you can take away the emotion that the baby felt from you having the baby inside of yourself, because it'll take on, you know, all your energy.
Okay, good. Yeah, I would think certainly no healing is going to harm a baby, and they're only good for the mother to be clearing herself out as much as possible, right? Okay, next question. Clearings for a sleeping child. Can I run a clearing for my child while he is sleeping? Can I put the laptop screen beside him with the light being facing him while he is asleep?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. That should be fine, though. Very good. Good idea.
Yeah, very good idea. That'll that would be terrific for that child. I have the computer up and the light being all the time. Okay. And next. Someone has a request. We know we've been talking about the baptism clearing a lot lately, and the idea to clear the Pope, which I've been working on, the Pope and all the popes that have been Pope from when you were baptized through your life. And so in that vein, someone's asking, since we've been having those discussions, could you clear the words original sin for us?
Yeah, we can see what happens here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that cleared the words. I don't perceive it clearing what the words meant to you, but the words got cleared. So that's like doing the clearing on the keyword intercepts and things. That if you felt something happening, then you may want to use one of the clearings and go deeper and get it out of your cellular memory, because it might be stuck in your cells or recycling. So we'll see if you have any comments on that from people. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, yeah, thanks for doing that. I hadn't thought to clear that, and that's why the churches, or at least the Catholic Church, says that you're being baptized to get rid of original sin. Okay, so we have another question about timeline crashing, Ron. If you have an issue, like this person wants to clear a physical issue on the timeline crash, so the question is, do we have to pick an emotion from the drop-down list, for example, frustration about having the condition, or can we just put our symptoms of our condition and crash that? Or would it be beneficial to timeline crash what we are afraid of might happen because of having the condition?
All of those could be valid. So you may want to do three timeline crashes at once with each one of those incidents, because since you're bringing them up, now you know that you're being hooked up that way.
Because you already have the information. The aliens are giving you the information about worrying about something and what if and, you know, everything like that. So I would say all three of those you would probably want to do a timeline crash on and just put them up, since they're all related, put them up in the same window and do three individual clearings at the same time with that in there. So it's another way to work through it a lot quicker, possibly. So back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. Okay, so you cleared words for us, and you mentioned the alien keyword intercept, which is a wonderful free healing on Ron's website. Again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Oh, and I should say you can send an email to us anytime, actually, but I have it open right now if you want to ask a question or make any comments to Ron during the show. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on the fast chat button that's on the BBS radio page, and we'll get your message that way. So anyway, you were talking about, you mentioned rather the alien keyword intercept, but another great clearing to clear words and issues like that is the natal barcode clearing. And we have a question about the natal barcode. Can I use it to get rid of the soul contract and negative karma that the aliens have enforced on me in this lifetime?
I'm thinking. I don't know. Possibly. But, you know, it's a good question. So let's just say that the aliens are from, say, Saturn, for instance, right? So what we know is Saturn, or think of Saturn. Saturn is the aliens transmitting energy to you, which is what your mother and father got. Then they downloaded their blueprints into your conception energy. And now that's kind of coming with you throughout your birth. And then you get born, and now all of a sudden, now you're tagged with the planet Saturn. And now maybe everything hooked up to Saturn deals with your soul family. So it might be worth a try. I don't know what to say, because you have to put a word in there. You know, just saying clear my soul family, it'll clear the word. That's not going to clear your soul family. But if you think there's an incident that you're dealing with, then very possibly you might do that, and it might help. You know, all the clearings will help. It's just, you know, maybe finding the proper one to use. But if you're already, you know, are doing the, you know, your clearing, and we have a soul family clearing too, that may help you. But, I don't know, just kind of use your own judgment of what you think you have already had. If you haven't had the soul family one, then by all means you want to have that also. Back to you.
Right. Well, I thought, if since the person mentioned karma, you know, if you kind of knew, well, what is it? Like, you know, I have this job that maybe I don't like or I feel forced to do. It's probably karma. So then you could clear that and clear your job title. It's a matter of kind of sifting through everything and getting some of the, pulling out some of the details, I would think, and then it would be great. Okay, so someone wrote in, Ron, could you do an entity clearing for us? I'm still saving for that one, doing the intensive this month instead. So is it possible to do a sample of the entity clearing, Ron?
Okay, well, think of an entity that you're dealing with. Here we go. So, remember, entities can make you do different things. So, here we go. One, think of the entity that's causing a problem. You might even have something talking to you or making you do different things. That's normally how entities work. They can also attract things to you. Here we go. Releasing entity. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. Do it one more time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. Okay, just see how that's feeling right now.
Okay, I just wanted to tell that listener, I think they're listening because that just came in, that on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Ron does an entity release call. And, of course, that was earlier today, and it's really wonderful. Of course, the whole life one is very thorough, and, you know, that would be, that's a really good one to do. But if you'd like, in the meantime, for just $20, you can go on the Friday call. Do you want to talk about the weekday calls, Ron, and how they differ from the whole life healings and stuff?
Okay, here we go. So the weekday calls, the first one that we have would be on Tuesday. That's for energetic cordings. The next one that we have would be the one for Wednesdays, and then we do special work there where we have the water charging. And we do about maybe a half an hour of clearing on that one when we're going to the light ship. The next night is releasing the aliens that are replicas with you. That's the Thursday call. And Friday, which is today, was entities. So entities are what can cause problems with you. So the cording, they're all, the calls kind of sound all similar, but you're selecting a body location or something going on with you that's causing a problem. So let's say that you hurt your elbow. Well, are you corded there? Has anybody seen you having maybe a bandage on your elbow or possibly, you know, you're talking to other people about it? So they're going to be looking at it. As soon as they look at it, they're going to cord you and wonder how bad it is. And maybe they might even say, gee, I broke my my elbow a few years ago. Is it very painful? And then they're going to give you their complete pain energy and emotional energies because you're telling them about it. Whatever that happened to them, that's now dumped onto you through energetic cordings because they're bringing it up and sending you everything that they dealt with. So they're projecting that energy onto you. And now we'll talk about entities. So naturally, if you're still talking with those same people that had elbow problems, maybe you're in an elbow therapy class, you know. There's 50 people in there, and you all have bad elbows for some reason. And they all have entities. Now you're going to be hopped full of other entities with hurt elbows because you're in that trauma with those people because they're telling you their experiences. So right away, entities will come to you. If you happen to have maybe a cast put on it or something, then how many entities are there floating around the facility who has had an elbow problem or an amputation or something? So they'll come into you. So the whole thing is to get this stuff off of you. You don't even know what's going on and how deep it goes. But it goes very, very deep. And you have to realize that you're working with the unseen world. And just to show you about that, we'll work with your right elbow. So we're talking about elbows. So let's just say that sometime in your genetic history, you had your arm cut off at the elbow. Who knows what happened? Typically, the older stuff would be somebody with a sword or something. So here we go. This would be very interesting to see if anybody has any better arm movement. And then I'll do your shoulder. So no, I'll do wrist next. So here's the elbow.
taken away whatever happened there, if we possibly can. One, two, three, four, yep, in relays, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And naturally, we'll go down to the wrist now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And I'm moving up to your shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. So see, maybe move your arm around. See if it's maybe it's not moving before it didn't. Maybe you couldn't do a full rotation or something, or maybe it was painful and you had maybe some kind of energetic block so you couldn't move it enough. But we'll see. If we have any comments here. So that's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I know as you were talking, I started, moving my arm a lot, and it just felt like the right thing to do. So I bet you everybody listening started moving their arm around, too. So thank you very much for doing that. Yes, and we'd love to hear from people if they felt good, felt something release. I just thought I luckily haven't pain there, but I know I've had times in my life where I've bumped it and stuff like that, so that's really nice.
I want to do one more for the arm, okay?
Okay.
Let's do the left. We'll do the left one. So let's do elbow first. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Well, that one's rougher. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. That's better. And going up to your, going down to your wrist. There's some type of amputation or something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You wiggle your wrist around here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That one still needs work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There, that's helped somebody out. Now shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Then I got to do the right one more time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do one where possibly you have a bad burn. Maybe it was somebody, maybe branded you. That could be pretty bad. Maybe you had something attached to you, a burning stick or something. How about hot oil? Okay, splattered on you, and now you have a scar and everything else there. Maybe your arm even got deformed and looked pretty awful. So here we go. We'll do the right arm first. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, four, five. Holy cow! Wow, it's heavy. Six, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. That feels better. That will do your left arm. Same thing, being maybe deformed from hot oil or something or whatever. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. One more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I'm going to do one for the same situation there with your face and your neck. So here we go. I'm going to kind of focus on that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, this feels pretty bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Wow. If you're feeling a reaction with this, I'd recommend going to the website and just get that the water charging activation, what we have there. I think it's $1. Put that in a skin misting bottle and or just splash it on your arms and your face. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ron. So someone wrote in already on the entity clearing just now, so that was before you started. Was all of this you were clearing entities, Ron, or you were clearing pain, too, pain and entities?
Mainly entities.
Okay, great. So they said in on the entity clearing just now, you released stiffness in the back of my shoulder up to the neck. And someone else wrote, my neck is a wad of knots in the back, but now feels a lot more relaxed and loose. Yawning, too. So and as we know, that's a typical symptom. I don't know if you even call it a symptom, but people often yawn when Ron does healing. So if that's happening to you, that's nothing to worry about. That's just a sign of the releases that are going on. So interestingly, right when you started this, before you did the clearing, someone wrote in to say they have a pain in their shoulder, and they've been timeline crashing it. And can you tell her if it's entities or something else? So maybe what you did tonight helped this person, what you just did now. So, you know, that they wouldn't be having entities on their shoulder right now, right, Ron, because you just cleared them out.
Yeah, for right now, yeah. But if you have pain, you know, in half an hour, then they could still attach to you.
Right.
That's what we want to do, the whole lifetime entity clearing. But sometimes, you know, you're having the same situation throughout your life. Right. Then you get the unlimited version, so you can go back in there, you know, in a day or two after you do the whole lifetime and start clearing it that way. So entities are one of the major ones that you want to typically get into with whole lifetime clearings. Help yourself out along with maybe if you have pain, you know, your pain body. And, you know, energetic cording is a big one too. So it's kind of up to you. You got to analyze, you know, what you may need. And you first want to do, you know, naturally your emotional, mental, probably fear because everybody's in fear here. And then see what else, you know, tends to come up. So back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I feel so relaxed, Ron, from that healing. I think it's pretty common for people to have neck and shoulder stiffness and pain, and it's really nice to have that released. So thank you. Another question about entities here. If Ron has told us we have no soul family, congratulations, could we still have entities bothering us?
Oh, yeah, entities are here all the time. Soul family just gives you your contracts and agreements, you know, that you're doing here. That way they keep you in line. It's kind of like Big Brother watching you. And so, but entities have nothing to do with your soul family. Although the spirits of the people could come into your body and, you know, maybe do something that way if they want to have that experience. I guess one of the more positive things, we'll call it that way, let's just say that somebody is, you know, working on their car, for instance. You've all probably heard about this, and some person that weighs 100 pounds see it, and they run over, and they lift up, you know, maybe 2,000 to 3,000 pounds to lift the car up off the person, and the person gets out, and then they let the car down. So, you know, that's typically maybe more of that spirit energy coming in, or it could be entities too coming in to help use your body. The only problem with that is some people end up having back conditions after that. And that's because they probably did not allow those energy, so the energy's left too soon, okay? If they would have stayed with you, they brought energy into your body to do this task, but they may have left too soon. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck holding up 2,000 pounds in your hands, and your back goes, I can't do that. And all of a sudden, you maybe have some disco lot on you or something. But that's what happens in that situation. But entities are here. They're here. Believe me. Walking alongside of you, waiting for you to allow them to come into you. So back to you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. About entities, you probably have all watched, you know, the singers on TV, I don't know, Singing with the Stars or some program where they may have some, like, seven-year-old girl singing like she's an opera star, you know, who's, you know, been doing it for 50 years, you know, and, you know, with a voice that's very mature. And all of a sudden you wonder, gee, what's going on here? You know, how could this person sing like that? Well, there's an entity coming in. And even they may have even split the timeline so that as the girl is moving her mouth on another timeline, they put something else that got dropped into her, and they keep taking it in and out. And she's just moving her lips, singing the song, and all of a sudden this voice comes out of her. And you go, wow, that's something. So how did that happen, you know? Well, that's normally what the condition is there. Well, back to you.
Yeah, and they're unfortunately, they're everywhere. And okay, so we have a few more questions, Ron, about different healings. So we'll see if anyone else writes in about the arm and shoulder and neck clearings. But I'll keep going in the meantime. Here's a question. I noticed that many clearings encompass clearing for generations from 1 through 49. What is the significance of doing 49 generations? Why does it stop at 49? Does this mean clearing for 49 generations of ancestors that came before you?
Yes, that would. The reason why we have that is because that's going back to zero on the calendar. And remember, what happens is that the aliens put you onto different timelines and sub-timelines, and the major timeline that you were in was started, say, at the year 2000. Okay, then you also have the one that was prior that would go back to zero. So you're actually running probably different timelines now because they're using the current timeline right now of 2015 on you. And you run that particular major timeline from the year 2000 on. Now, before 2000, there's other timelines that your ancestors were connected to. So when you go back on that particular, with a different generations, you can really get down to a lot of stuff. Yep, you're dealing with it lifetime after lifetime. My own thoughts would be like just doing the first seven generational ones should probably get most of your stuff. But if you have a remembrance of going back further, then, you know, go back as far as you can that you can remember and get the stuff out of you, because if you're remembering it, you're living it. So let's say you're watching a TV program and they're, you know, maybe they're showing nuns in a monastery or something, or Tibetan monks or whatever, you know, and they're talking about, we'll just say, the year 1200, okay? And you go, yeah, that looks familiar to me. Well, right now you're living that timeline of the year 1200. So you may want to go back and do the seven generational clearings out, in a sense, would go back that far. So, and just start doing them until you start feeling better. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. Those are wonderful clearings you've given us, so we appreciate that. Okay, another question. If the new Earth is supposed to be in the eighth dimension, then can aliens also control the new Earth? Is the new Earth just like heaven on Earth where everything's really pleasant?
No, the new Earth
would not be connected to anything on dimensions. I put that on the website so people are trying to get a clue where it would typically be, but it's actually, you know, no longer on any type of dimension. So that's just for reference data. I'll probably take it off the website because it states that, because in light there's no such thing as dimension. But some people are very mental, and they need something to think about. And so I put that out because of that, to help the mental people. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And what the person's referring to is really the New Earth transfer, where after we do healings, the ones we do ourselves on the website, we transfer to the New Earth.
That's not in any dimension. That's in
right.
life.
Right.
You're taking the information, and it's being stored there, kind of like in quarantine, say, so that you be recognized at the time of ascension. Otherwise, there's no way that the light would ever find you, because if you get taken sideways at ascension time and you went into a dark side planet, the light first needs to find a part of your light, to find you, or just to take that piece of you. And if there's nothing here, the light's not going to find you. It's that simple. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. Regarding all the free clearings on the website, other than the Be Here Now clearing, are they all one-off clearings, or do they need regular clearings for maintenance?
Well, the clearings are needed when you find out that you need one of them, you know? That's, you know, it's, I have to, I'm sorry if I'm kind of laughing. It's like, if I do one alien clearing, am I going to be freed for the rest of my life from aliens? No. You know, you're dealing in time. If you're out of time, then maybe doing a clearing once might work, but you're going to be, you know, if you're out of time, but you're always in time. But when you're in time, you're dealing with aliens. So, you know, there's no clearing that's, you know, like the free ones, for instance, that's going to be, you know, one-time clearing that you just do it once and, you know, you don't have to worry about it forever. No, you know, people do gray sky clearings all the time, too, because the aliens are coming in on timelines, changing your weather patterns and stuff. And so, you know, the whole process is you do them when you need them, because they got rid of them once, maybe even yesterday, and now they're back on you again. So that's why you need to do those clearings. Maybe you can do a clearing once and not realize anything, then find out maybe 3 months later that, yeah, you know, I did that clearing a long time ago. I felt much better. Maybe I'll try it again. You go, well, I feel better. Well, remember, the aliens come in very slow. And they'll come in like maybe 1% at a time. And maybe it might take you 3 months to finally feel their energies, because they're very sneaky. And they give you like amnesia. Then all of a sudden, when you finally realize that, geez, what am I doing? I don't have whatever you're trying to deal with. You know, you feel numbed out, but you never knew it. And all of a sudden, now you're numbed out. So do the clearings. And that's why you need to keep doing those free clearings. That's why I put them up, to help people. And one time is going to get them off you once. But what's going to happen as you start thinking about something and they pull you back onto more timelines? Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. We have a listener who has questions. First of all, someone just wrote in, it's almost tomorrow where I am. Can you please clear the date of 12/12/15?
Here we go, 12/12/15. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, here we go, that's cleared off. So that should be good for you. Back to you.
Okay, so a listener has some questions. I think most of these are healings, and he's maybe thinking, you know, trying to decide what next healings he wants to do or something. So he's asking if you could explain some of these. And the first one is the mind of the spirit.
That one I can't. How about the next one?
Okay, the mind of the body.
Mind of the body is your internal healer. I think we talked about this even on the last show possibly, but that's your internal healer, the mind of the body. If that one's offline, like you had a death barcode or something, it gets taken offline, and you may have ill health for a long time. And you get that reactivated by doing the death barcode clearing. So back to you. And even if you had some kind of illness, yeah, you want to get that body back online. And also, the mind of the body, that goes, I think that's a whole lifetime clearing also. Maybe you had an accident, or for many of them, maybe you had them every couple years. Well, mind of the body is turned off probably. You may want to get it back online to help you. Back to you.
I just want to mention that that clearing is one of the many wonderful clearings bundled into the body jumpstart clearing. So that's a good one. Okay, the next question, alien skull energies.
I'll do a sample of that for everybody so you can see what it's like. We don't really talk about this one. So here we go. This is like the crystal skull energies that the aliens attach to, and also how they attach to your own skull. So it can go two different ways here. So here we go. See if you feel any of these implants getting released or tentacles. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So we'll see what people feel like with that one.
Okay. I know that's a really important one, especially if you were ever involved with the people that, I don't know, worship and pray to those skulls. That would be an important one to get. Okay, the next question is the IQ cording.
That one helps you out to give you a little more smarts. That's what it's for. And it works kind of hand-in-hand with the education clearing. So they're both very similar. What it can do is take away, but I do both of those clearings. Maybe do them after each other. Do one then do the next. Those clearings can take away your programs that somebody gave you about how they believe life is working for them, and they're passing it on to you. It's like school teachers, okay? And information. And sometimes you may have your own information, and they'll tell you that it's not worthy because theirs is better. And or you have conflicting information, and you chose one way to understand it, and it may not even be a valid way of looking at something. So the whole thing is releasing the programs that you have been taught by a mentor, in a sense, and it can also clear away some of your past energies of maybe, let's use the term, improper thinking, maybe, or a belief system that is no longer valid and never was valid. And that maybe now you know about it, like the earth was flat, and people may have believed that, and then all of a sudden they say, no, now it's round. And so they go, yep, it's round, but you still have the belief inside of you that it's flat. But they'll clear that from people. As your ancestors did believe that once, I'm assuming so anyway, so here we go. At least maybe the ones that were educated, okay, believe that, through technologies that it was flat. Now, if you're just living life somewhere and you don't care if the earth is flat or not, you probably don't have that belief system in you. Here we go. If you have that belief system, the earth is flat, we will take that away. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. That's feeling better. Nine and ten. Okie doke. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. The next one they're interested in is the infinite sadness.
That was designed for somebody who has a lot of stuff, and you should do that. If you have that clearing, I'm not going to do that now because that one's too heavy of a clearing to do. So back to you.
Okay. So you're saying it's too heavy to do it now, to do a sample of it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Would it be possible to have a sample of the loneliness clearing, Ron, which is, I know you do that a lot on the show. It's a little bit connected to sadness.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so somebody wrote in the other night, I believe it was, about people with narcissistic personality disorder, and you you did discuss that, and the person was concerned that they might be drawing these people to them. And so they want to know what specific clearings are useful for them not to draw these people to them.
Well, you first want to do timeline crashes on it. So first do your timeline crashes and see if that helps you. So since you're drawing people to you, means the aliens seeing you wanting to see those people. Because you're giving them energy, the aliens' energy, and they keep bringing them around so that you can have this experience. So I would suggest probably doing, sounds like a pretty big one. I'd probably do at least 1,000 to maybe 5,000 timeline crashes. And then also change your psychic billboard. It's probably also on that too. Maybe check that every couple of days. So back to you.
Okay, and I overlooked this earlier, but on Monday we did actually re-ran a show where you did a lot of feet clearings, Ron, and that was a terrific show. And so someone wrote in, feels good, difficult to be in my body before, and now feels more relaxed. And thank you, listener. That's so interesting, because if you didn't feel connected to your feet, that would make you feel not in your body, wouldn't it, Ron?
yeah, it could, and also not having any healing. So saying it a different way, remember, your spirit is not powerful, you know, like you people think it is. So it was probably feeling pain in the feet, and it said, adios amigos, I'm leaving. I don't want to have pain energy in my feet. So imagine that your eyes now probably are much brighter. You need to remember that spirit's there to help you in the healing process, but it doesn't like to feel pain. So it'll help you maybe if you don't have pain. But when you need your spirit the most, it's gone. That's the unfortunate thing. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone has a question about alien implants removal. It says, it seems a person's natural spiritual gifts are activated once these implants are removed. And then they're saying, is there a movement for alien implants removal in our bodies? I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on that. I don't understand it. Maybe they could
write in again. There is, of course, alien, wonderful alien clearing that you can do on Ron's website. I believe it's, they last for a month now, I think it is, Ron, right? That you get all the alien energies off of you.
yeah, that takes that long to probably get some benefits.
Right.
So, that's what's needed. You're doing something, and that page has so much stuff on it. Once you really get into it, that, a month may not even be long enough to get into it. So back to you.
Okay. We have a person wrote a nice testimonial. The whole life emotional clearing, the timeline crashes and the psychic billboard clearing have really helped me with some bad situations in life, and I plan to continue to use them in the future. Thank you. And then they have a question. What healing is best for clearing failure patterns, non-creativity, not being able to live life, and basically feeling stuck and unable to get started?
That's the self-empowerment clearings. I'll do the self-empowerment.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay, and someone has a real basic question about the healings. They heard on an archived show that if we do a clearing for over $100, we can get it half price for our spouse. And I'm wondering, how do we apply the discount? And that is tricky. So if you are 30 years old, if you've already done your healings for $100, and now you want to do your next one for half price, when you pay for a healing, it asks you your age. So you simply put in half your age, and you'll be charged for half your age on the PayPal page where you pay. And then you just shoot an email to Ron and let him know that that's what you're doing. Just a quick email. Right, Ron, is there anything else we need to say about that?
No, that's good. And
okay.
It's always good to, you know, if you're living with somebody or, you know, someone that you're dealing with all the time, you can, you know, pay for them and do the clearing without them even knowing about it, too. That works. But, yeah, that's the way you do the half price one. So you could do maybe somebody that you work with that you're maybe close to, possibly, at least a working relationship anyway. And, you know, you want them to get along with you easily. So, you know, if you do a couple of clearings like the emotional and the mental, that may help them also, so you have a better relationship. Looks like our time is coming to a close here. So tomorrow is our 4-hour conference call, and this is the ascension preparation. We do a lot of healing on that one, and also water charging. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. That'd be 4 o'clock Eastern. And I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop to help everybody to get more of the moment here. So here we go, dropping down to your heart. You command your spirit first out loud to do so. So say, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. It's that simple. And then we'll count from 10 to 1 3 times, and you're going to feel these energies inside of your head, that chatter, the monkey mind, whatever you want to call it. Something talking to you will no longer be able to do so as long as you're in the moment, and that brings you peace. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody, stay peaceful. Do that mind a heart drop as many times as you like. 20 seconds will bring you peace. Oh, how much peace you want to have in your life. We'll see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies. Bye,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Bye,
okay.
Everyone.